What's right with the world?
All right then. So, yeah, Charlotte.
Simon.
Hi.
Hello.
What's right with the world?
Members of Parliament in the UK have backed a plan to ban anyone born after 2009 from buying cigarettes. The bill passed by 383 votes to 67, and if the bill becomes the law, the UK's smoking laws will be among the strictest in the world. Britain's Health Secretary Victoria Atkins said the plan would create a smoke-free generation. The vote effectively ensures that it will become a law.
Sounds good to me, if I'm honest, as we know so much about the health risks related to smoking. But I'm actually a bit surprised by the 67 votes against. Any ideas on why they were against it?
Yeah, it's mainly the Tory voters that were against. They argued the limitation of personal freedom for their voting against. And last week, ex-Prime Minister Boris Johnson called the smoking ban absolutely nuts. Not surprising. He was at a Conservative conference in Ottawa, Canada, and said, "When the party of Winston Churchill wants to ban cigars, donnez-moi un break," as they say in Quebec, adding, "It's just mad." Former Prime Minister Liz Truss said it's very important that until people have decision-making capability while they're growing up, that the government protects them. But, she added, that she thinks the whole idea that we can protect adults from themselves is hugely problematic. Her concern was echoed by some of her fellow Conservative MPs.
All right, so I get the whole freedom thought of those opposed to the law, but in this day and age, with everything we know about smoking, I must say I think I'm in favour of the ban. Plus, if kids are no longer allowed to smoke, surely the chance of them picking it up when they're older reduces as well. So,
yeah, I agree, but I do feel for arguments concerning personal freedom, like former Immigration Minister Robert Jenrick, who voted against the policy, said... he's a strong believer in personal freedom, and he added that he also believes in the principle of equality under the law. A phased ban of smoking would be an affront to that, in his views. However, on a personal note, I am in favour of the ban, and as you say, as also Health Secretary Atkins says, the vast majority of smokers start when they are young, and three quarters say that if they could turn back the clock, they would not have started.
Interesting. So when will this law take effect?
Not quite clear yet. It needs to pass the House of Lords. But it's likely that this will be done before the next elections, although it's not clear when they will take place.
Alrighty. Well, it's right with the world to some, and others that believe it's all a bit nanny state-ish, then I guess it's not for them. But I think overall, anything that reduces the risk of like poor health later on, even if it does take a government-enforced law, is probably a good thing. Yeah.
I'm with you.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Thank you very much for that.
Pleasure.